Ah, dag nabbit. Ah, shucks.
Hey, what did you fix in your room there?
Well, I thought as long as we're going to have a sale today, I'd get some of this stuff out in front where people could see it.
No, ain't you ever going to get the idea of this, Eb? We ain't going to sell that stuff.
No, I suppose we ain't, but there's no harm in trying.
No, I mean we can't sell it. I got an order right in the pocket that says we can't.
Oh, so that's it.
Yeah.
You know, I've often wondered why we never could sell this stuff.
No, you still don't get it. Every sale in this store has got to be held up until they auction it off at 10 o'clock. And after that, well, I guess that's the end of it, Seb.
Well, how do you mean?
Listen, I'll try to explain this to you again, but I don't feel much like talking.
Well, never mind. I don't feel much like listening, either.
Well, you got to listen. In the first place, we got to raise $5,000. In the second place, even if we could raise it...
How's that?
I said in the second place, even...
I thought you said in the first place.
I did say in the first place, but now I say in the second place. In the second
place... Well, in which place are you talking about?
I'm talking about the second place.
Is that the place where the 5,000 is?
No, dad ding it, listen. I'm talking about the money in the first place and raising the 5,000 in the second place.
Well, what's the good of what? That?
What's the good of what?
Trying to raise the 5,000 in the second place when all the money's in the first place.
No, you don't get it, Deb. You don't get it.
Get it in which place?
Get it no, all I said was...
What's that got to do with us not being allowed to sell this stuff here?
It ain't got anything to do with it.
Well, then we can sell it.
No, we can't. I just told you that. I got an order right here in my pocket that says we can. Here, I'll read it to you.
Well, who wrote the dad darn thing?
Oh, I don't know. It says, Enrique of Mrs. Gladys.
Who?
Enrique.
Well, what in tarnation's he got to do with it?
What?
He ain't got no business telling us what we can sell and what we can't.
Who are you talking about?
That fellow that wrote that, Henry Case.
Oh, Henry Case didn't write it. Don't say nothing about Henry Case. It says, Enrique of Mrs. Gladys Zell, plaintiff versus Ebenezer Peters, defendant. That's you see. Judgment of $5,000. That means the 5,000 we got to pay. Having been...
What say?
Oh, sakes alive. Why don't you get an ear trumpet?
Sure. I never could learn to blow it with my ears.
No, you don't blow it.
Well, who does?
Nobody does.
Then what's the use of having it?
Oh, it's to listen with. To listen with. If you had one, you wouldn't always have to be asking me what I said. I said that's what we got to pay. Let's see here. Well, having been awarded...
Hey, what? What'd you say?
I said awarded.
No, sir. No, siree. Not by a jugful. They can't put that over on me.
Say, what position are you talking about?
I ain't going to pay. I'll settle with Mrs. L when I get the money, but I ain't going to pay her no award debt.
Yes, but you blame fool. Listen, I
don't give a dad darn what you said. I didn't start the dad darn war, and I ain't going to pay for it.
No, it ain't war debt. It's awarded. Award. That's something like a reward. Now keep your trap shut, will you? It says, awarded plaintiff named herein before.
Named what?
It says, named herein before.
Must be an Indian.
Well, supposing it is. What about it?
Well, no Indian can tell me how to run my business.
No, the Indian ain't telling you nothing. All it means is there's a reward of $5,000 if somebody catches him.
Well, where does it come in about us not being able to sell this stuff here in the store?
Well, it's down here further. It says here...
here comes Professor.
Oh, yes, hello, Professor.
How are you, Professor?
Mr. Winterbottom, I've just heard about it.
Heard about what?
Why, about their taking the store away from you.
Taking the store away from us? Who is?
Why, the sheriff. At Mrs. Zell's orders.
The sheriff's going to take the store away from us? What for? We ain't done nothing.
Oh, I've been trying to explain to him, Professor Thistlewaite, but he just can't see it.
Why don't you see, Mr. Peters? Mrs. Zell won $5,000 from you. You haven't paid it, so they're going to sell the store, take the money, and pay her.
You mean the sheriff's going to sell this store and give the money to Mrs. Zell?
Yes, at 10 o'clock this morning. Good gracious, haven't you read the sign in front of the store?
Well, I'll be jacksnipe.
I told you, Eb, I told you, and you wouldn't do nothing about it. And now it's almost 10 o'clock.
Yes, they'll be here any moment.
Well, they ain't going to take this door, not by a jugful.
No.
Deb, I'm going in the back room and get my shotgun. You get some shells there and buy a cracky
But good heavens, Mr. Peters, you can't do that.
No.
You can't resort to violence.
Yeah, well, I ain't going to resort to violence. I'm going to resort to a charge of buckshot.
No, you can't shoot them, you know.
No.
We must think of something else.
How about giving him poison?
I mean, we must raise the money.
No, it's no use, Professor. It's no use. I've been trying to raise the money, but...
Well, now, I have about $1,500. I'll lend it to you.
Oh, yes, but Chase, where'll we get the rest? We just can't do it, Professor. The store's got to go. It's kind of like parting with an old friend.
Ah, shucks, Zeb. We won't lose it. Something will turn up the last minute.
Yeah, I don't see how it can, Eb. Not this late.
Dang, Eb, it was all my fault, too. Every bit of it was my fault.
No, it wasn't, Eb. It was.
Dad Burnett shut your trap. Mm-hmm. I started this dad darn sewing business. You didn't have nothing to do with it. And you ain't going to lose by it. They can take my share.
No, it wouldn't be much use running the store by myself. Maybe Mrs. Zell, well, maybe she'll still let us work here, Eb. You know, give us a job as clerk.
No. That's out of the question. We must save the store for you and Mr. Peters. Besides, Mrs. Zell isn't going to purchase the store.
But I thought she was the one who was taking it away from us.
Yes, she is. But what is actually happening is this. The store will be sold to the highest bidder, and the money turned over to her.
Yeah, but, Chuck, this store is worth more than $5,000.
I know, but it will be sold at whatever is bid. There is only one person in Corn Center who would be interested in owning the store, and that's Mr. Oliver.
That old skinflint?
Yes. By purchasing the store, he can put you out of business and virtually have a monopoly in Corn Center. You're his only competitors, you know, and as he will be the only bidder, he can practically get the store at his own price.
Yes, but Chuck's Professor, he'd offer more than $5,000 when he knows the store is worth as much as...
precisely the point. He won't offer anything like $5,000. I happen to know what he's going to offer. It's all been arranged between him and Mrs. Zell. Mrs. Pinkley told me.
Well, how much is he going to offer?
Only $3,000.
What? Why, that's robbery.
Why, dang it, we won't sell. That's all there is to it.
No,
we won't sell.
I'm afraid that you haven't any choice, Mr. Peters. Now, let's get down to facts. I can raise $1,500. If we can secure that amount from someone else, we'll have enough to meet Mrs. Zell's demands. If she'll settle with Oliver for $3,000, surely she'll settle with you for that amount.
Yes, but where are we going to get the other $1,500?
What about the bank?
Well, Shane, we might do that.
Good morning,
Dad. Yes, something for you, sir?
Yes, my name's Graham from the sheriff's office. Here's my badge.
Well, it's nice and easy.
Graham, if we could have several hours' grace, I think we could settle this matter without selling the store.
Yes, you see, Mr. Graham, maybe the bank will let us have the money.
You've got to take it up with the sheriff over in Squidgeville. I got my orders to put this place up for sale at 10 o'clock.
Yes, but, Sex, you could have us, give us a little extra time, couldn't you? Listen, Mr. Graham, we, Eb and me's had this store for years. Why, we wouldn't know what to do without it. You could just give us a time.
I told you I'm going to put this dump up for sale at 10 o'clock, and that's just 1 minute from now.
Yeah, and I'm going to fill you full of buckshot in about 2 minutes.
Now, Eb, this is
an outrage. Now, see here, sir.
Hello, Graham. Is everything ready?
Yeah, I guess we better get started. Well, what am I offered for this store, she stands?
Eb.
Ah, shucks, Eb. We'll get along all right.
Well, on behalf of my client, Mr. Richard Oliver, I offer $3,000.
You are representing Oliver?
Certainly. Why not? $3,000. $3,000 I'm offered. Any other offers? Once, twice, and three times.
Just a second, please. Just a second. My bid is $5,000.